Brendan Rodgers, Stanley O'Captain, 11 titles in a row. That's an amazing number. Is it something you felt would happen with the momentum that's been going? Is it something that you could even see far down the track?
Never even thought about it. You always try and win one or two, and you know, you try to hold on to it as long as possible. I'd say traditionally teams don't get this far. It is different, and Steve Ballygunner actually got 10 in a row as well. So, but look, we never thought you'd be getting this much all the time. But when you have a competitive group, the influx of players that we have, always changing, always adapting, always pushing things on, it's always almost keeping it fresh for us. It hasn't been easy throughout those 11 years. It's been a lot tighter than maybe today would suggest, but that's brilliant. We'll never take it for granted.
Is that what you put it down to, the freshness? Because it's an amazing achievement for somebody who's been involved in all of it. I suppose, is that what you're putting it down to?
Oh yeah, like from the six forwards that started in the county final last year, only one of them actually started in the forward line this year. So we've changed over five forwards. James McCluskey had his first championship start there, cornerback today. Rory and the likes are all very young. So to say that we're not fresh, like there's been a lot of old hands like myself and all running around, but those things do make a big difference. You're always looking at fresh legs and different styles of players, and things definitely change things. And I suppose from when we started, our style of hurling, how we play in terms of setup and things like that, has changed drastically. You may not see it year on year, but I suppose if you reflect back on the games and reviewed them, you would see it is starkly different. And that's what we're constantly trying to improve on. What is that 1% that we can find year on year? And the management have done a brilliant job of doing that and trying to find something else. Like, even look at Carlairs, a switch from corner back to corner forward, ended up playing most of the game at wing half today and played very well. So they're seeing skill sets and players, and it's those things that changes people's focus and gives that bit of attention to, you know, keep you fresh and keep you involved and keep you on a good path.
Speaking of Rory O'Meanan, he remembers going to his first county final as a supporter and seeing you scoring a goal against
Ballinascreen.
You've got three today. Goals have been your thing. It's always been one of your things, but it's been the trademark that you've always been able to open up teams and get those goals. Three in a final's nice.
It definitely makes your life a lot easier for the team, and I wouldn't say I go out with the aim of scoring hat-tricks every day as much as I would love to, but you always kind of try and do what you can, and sometimes it's difficult if teams have sweepers and stuff like that, and it maybe doesn't work out and you end up just being a link man. But the likes of there today, the quality of the ball that I was getting from them boys at the pitch was outstanding. Perfect, floating balls. I never had a break stride. I was never taking contact. It was almost dream stuff as an inside player. So really all I could do was try and knock over a few scores to get the reward from it and keep the momentum going. So full credit to everyone else, really. I was kind of doing the easy bit today.
Final couple of points. You've killed Ray on Wednesday, Newbridge on Sunday in football. So
short week.
The show just keeps going on as every other year.
Yeah.
Do you literally put your hurl away until you're called on again, or do you get your touch in somewhere, or how does that sort of work?
No, we'll still be doing duo sessions and things like that, constantly trying to get the hurl in hand as often as possible. But I'd say for sake of this week, given that there's two games, we'll probably see nothing until after Sunday in terms of hurling. But look, we'll have to keep at it all the time. Like, we're going to be up against teams that are playing probably single codes all the time, so we have to be constantly at the same standard that they're training at in terms of the amount of touches and stuff they're getting in the practice and the hand eye. So there's no rest for us at this stage.
It is a big gap, I suppose, but there's
it's not much you can do, but it's
out of your control, I suppose.
But in many ways it's different for us in that we're so used to going week in, week out for so many years that it becomes very, very difficult to even find a respite for any injuries and niggles, whereas for a while now we'll actually get breaks in between and we can manage bodies better and things like that and keep that, you know, physical freshness there. So it might not be the worst thing for us as well. We still have plenty of time to train.
You still have a thing called hurt to take into this final. Obviously you lost the final last year and disappointment would obviously be there, I would imagine. So does it play a part of it or not, or do you just park that?
No, it's very much a learn from and park from. If you're dwelling those games all the time, it'll eat you up. So you think about it enough to get your learnings out of it, and then you have to move on. You have to be the strong enough personality to deal with defeat and move on with it and not let it hold you back. So we'll be going into this year a bit more. Well, not more, but we'll be going in focused as we do every other year. take nothing for granted, take no team for granted, and prepare as we want to do ourselves, and we'll worry about the result after that.